Although Fox Television is one of the country's major networks, it has been plagued by a charge that its stations are foreign-owned, a violation of American laws. Today, the Federal Communications Commission voted to let Fox keep its stations, even though it found that the network is owned by an Australian corporation. NPR's Philip Davis has this report.
The vote by the Federal Communications Commission was unanimous. It came after a two-year investigation into who exactly owns Fox's television stations. The probe was sparked by complaints from a competitor, NBC Television, and a civil rights group, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. They said that stations like WNYW-TV in New York had fallen under foreign control when they were bought by Fox in the 1980s. Fox's parent company is News Corporation, based in Australia. American law, which seeks to protect this country's media from foreign influences, forbids stations from having more than 25% foreign control. As he became more influential here, Rupert Murdoch, the chairman of both Fox and News Corporation and a native Australian, took American citizenship. FCC investigators say Murdoch tried to meet the American ownership rules by taking on much of Fox's stock, but the investigators found that in reality, Fox TV is still 99% Australian owned. Despite that, the Federal Communications Commission, which had to rule on the issue, said Fox's foreign ownership, in the end, didn't matter. FCC Commissioner James Quello.
Rupert Murdoch, an American citizen, is in de facto and in de jure control of Fox, and therefore the likelihood of any undue foreign influence is virtually non-existent. I've said it before, and I believe that the determining factor should be control by an American citizen, not the amount of foreign stock investment.
Quello and others said that the commission knew what Fox was up to when it began buying TV stations in major markets in the 1980s. Those stations became the core of the Fox television network, home to such shows as The Simpsons and Married with Children. Commissioner Andrew Barrett says it's not necessary to like those shows to believe the new network is a good thing.
Fox brought competition to the market when there were, to the viewers, certainly when it was dominated by three other major players, and certainly I think that competition has benefited the viewers, notwithstanding that some of the programming probably to some people leaves a lot to be desired, but it doesn't make any difference what we think. Fact is that for some couch potatoes, it brought something to the table.
The commission was told that Fox could have come into compliance with the American ownership rule, but it would have cost it nearly $500 million to do so. They ruled that was an unfair burden for the company to carry. Analysts said the decision was not surprising, as the FCC had hinted it would do so at a meeting back in May. Stephen Barlow is a media analyst for Smith Barney in New York.
So I think this is an important ruling for the company. It just gets an issue out of the way, and we can move forward. So at this point in time, it's been more formality waiting to happen for the last 2 months than anything else.
In a brief, somewhat bitter statement, Murdoch said that despite the best efforts of his commercial adversaries and political enemies, the company's good name had been restored. Murdoch says he and his TV network are now going to turn their energies to the telecommunications bill now pending in Congress, which, if it passes, will give him and other media moguls the right to buy many more stations and lift all current limitations on foreign ownership. This is Philip Davis in Washington.